report in the paper today that, I think it was in the paper, Cam Guthrie, best and fairest winner at the Geelong Footy Club, is a unrestricted free agent and out of contract. So that's, we can sort it out. That's fair enough. Tom Morris also reported last night that Luke Parker is an unrestricted free agent, superstar we spoke about yesterday, and out of contract. Cannot envisage any situation in how he doesn't stay at Sydney, but yep. Let's just take that aside. When you're talking about the Gold Coast Suns and how can they, what can they do, and this is, I know it can be fairyland, but this is exactly what needs to be done. Guthrie, Parker, two others, and take them up there and embed them in that place. They may know what may not want to do it. But if it gets to that, I mean, until such time as we can see something like that take place, they seem and appear and reportedly have invested all of their money, a lot of their money, most of their money in their young talent.
And so they would say they have to, otherwise they can't keep them.
They can't keep them. So they've got that issue. That's right. But that then compromises your ability to attract the quality. So, you know, as again, Parker will stay at Sydney, yeah. I'm sure, because that's what Sydney do, and he's a Sydney man. But if it's a money thing and they're having a big blue, just say hypothetically in the wildest they can't resolve it. Gold Coast's ability to go in and go, bang, here's the money that you want. Get in here.
They're exactly the type of soldiers that they need up there. Exactly the type of soldiers they need have come from. And this is the in the selection for the Gold Coast Suns is the pedigree of those players, where they come from, the type of organisation they've been associated with, the type of team they've been associated with, the type of coaching they've had. It ticks all those boxes for them.
It does, doesn't it?
But can I ask you this question about the Gold Coast Suns, though? Do you think, given the Gold Coast Suns are one of the newer teams to the competition, they're still wed to the AFL, obviously the AFL underpinned them financially, do you think that if they were thinking about moving on from Stuart Dew, hypothetically, do they have that conversation with the AFL? Yeah, how pivotal to the conversation is the AFL?
Yeah, no, I think they'd have to. I think the AFL would oversee.
Because they have to say paid you out first?
Oh, yeah, but all those teams that have been on a drip feed in the past, Melbourne Footy Club included, when they make big, big decisions, they had to run them past the AFL.
Okay, so we all know that Mark Evans had a relationship with Al Clarkson. They were both at Hawthorn together. Al Clarkson is now available. He's not coaching next year. Do they have that conversation, do you think, the AFL, with the Suns?
Probably. Of course they should. Of course they could ask that question and start to work through that process, because when the best is available and you've got a problem, then you can put the two together. Now, the likelihood of Alistair Clarkson doing that, I think, without having ever spoken to him, would be really slim, and I think he needs a year off. I think a year away from footy completely for him would be the best thing. But, yeah, I think, any club who's in that situation would be looking at him, wouldn't they?
They would be mad not to. Mm. At this point of time, they would be mad not to have a look at him.
You can get frustrated on the Gold Coast Suns forever, but we keep remembering that they're an 11-year-old organisation.
Yep.
And if we want to go back through history and look at the clubs that have come into our AFL competition, if you want to go way, way, way back, and I know the history, you've got to be patient, I know. But right now, it's just in a situation where it needs something up there. And if it's support for Stuart Dew, then it's support for Stuart Dew. I don't know, but it just looked pretty grim on the weekend.